This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, March 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Let's say you finally get that phone call you've been waiting for, a job offer. The base pay is fair, but you think it should be higher. Experts say negotiating salary may not be your best move.
This is one of the most interesting takeaways for me from my reporting, which is that almost every veteran negotiation expert says that salary is the least of your problems and you shouldn't focus on base pay.
Coming up, our At Work columnist Krithika Varagor will explain why millennials, and millennial women in particular, often enter into misguided salary negotiations. And she'll discuss some of the other terms that might be on the table aside from pay. That's after the break.
This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Many younger workers, most notably millennials, have the idea that they should always negotiate a higher salary. But haggling over base pay could actually harm their chances of being hired. Still, that doesn't mean they should give up negotiating entirely. Our At Work columnist, Krithika Varagor, has been speaking with workplace experts about this, and she's here with us to talk about it. Krithika, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So there's some survey data showing that it's become more common to negotiate salary before accepting a job. And hiring professionals are even coming to expect it. Why do you think we're seeing this shift?
You know, it's hard to say. I think that it's become kind of a cultural paradigm, especially for millennials and younger workers, that you should ask for more. And, you know, according to veteran scholars who've been looking at this for a period of decades, it slowly became more and more prevalent since the 80s and 90s. And one watershed moment in women's negotiation specifically was Lean In, the book by Sheryl Sandberg, and this notion that the one way to close the gender pay gap, which is real and still exists in America today, is by women simply asking for more money. And in a really famous survey in a 2007 book called Women Don't Ask, the author of that also found that many fewer women asked for more money at work than men. So that kind of became a dominant paradigm.
Now, because we're mostly talking about younger workers, are the sorts of jobs they're applying for entry level? And could that make it less likely that salary is negotiable at all?
Yeah, absolutely. It's clear to anyone who's working for a long time and also through my reporting that the more experience you have, the more bargaining chips you have with salary and everything else. So one of the executive recruiters I interviewed who works with people with 10 or more years of experience says almost everyone at the senior executive level negotiates their base pay. And then on the other hand, for more entry-level workers, you just have fewer cards to play. And also, it's becoming more of a trend among recruiters to be upfront about salary parameters very early in the interview process. So you're kind of agreeing to it in some general sense at every step of the way, and you can't ask for a lot more at the end.
And how about workers younger than millennials? How do they compare to, let's say, Gen Z, where the oldest workers are just a few years out of college and still fairly new to the workforce?
Yeah, I think Gen Zers, having lived through the pandemic as one of the formative experiences in the workforce, they are much more risk averse. And almost any worker, you know, across the board is a little bit less likely to negotiate during the pandemic because we know what a tough job market it is and what a tough economy it is. So, you know, one survey from the employment website Indeed.com found that almost all workers across genders and age groups were less likely to negotiate their salary this year because it just, you know, the economy was in such a weird place. So it's not a surprise that a lot of Gen Zers are not negotiating. Combining their lack of experience with the tight job market we're in, it makes sense that they're not negotiating quite as much.
Okay, so the economic climate might make negotiating salary not ideal, Let's say someone does decide to do it. What do you hear from experts are the biggest mistakes to watch out for?
I think that playing hardball is usually not a good tactic, and especially not for younger workers. You definitely don't want to set an ultimatum, and you definitely want to go out of your way to convey enthusiasm and collegiality. Even though a negotiation seems like it would be this kind of tough conversation that people practice with scripts, and you know, you should steel yourself to be a tough businesswoman or businessman. Almost everyone I interviewed just emphasized trying to be very friendly, collegial, enthusiastic, and convey that you, if this is true, convey that you want to take the job anyway, but would love to see a few other things before you sign the contract. And, you know, on that note, the most powerful position to be in when you're negotiating is if you can walk away. So you're like, well, if you don't give me the job, I'm fine. That's the ideal position from which to negotiate. Like if you're being offered a job that you don't need to take, then you have a lot of cards on the table. But if you do have a lot of skin in the game, that is going to affect your negotiation too. And I think all of that is fine. The idea is that it's just more nuanced than asking for this many more dollars.
And so finally, are there other areas aside from pay that can be negotiated?
This is one of the most interesting takeaways for me from my reporting, which is that almost every veteran negotiation expert says that salary is the least of your problems and you shouldn't focus on base pay. And I think the message delivered to younger workers gets somehow vastly oversimplified along the way. But Deborah Kolb, who's one of the, you know, formerly head of the Harvard program in negotiation, said that salary is so limited. Everything that makes up your workday is up for negotiation. So that could be everything from the hours you're expected to be online, which is even more important now during remote work when your workday can stretch forever. Theoretically, you could negotiate, I'm going to sign off by 6 p.m. every day. You could negotiate for benefits. You could negotiate for your employer to cover your COBRA benefits if they don't offer health insurance. You can negotiate for more vacation days or personal days. You can negotiate for different kinds of meeting expectations, be like, I'm not going to attend meetings on certain days or certain number of meetings. So all kinds of things like this are on the table, as are signing bonuses and relocation bonuses.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal At Work columnist Krithika Varagor. Krithika, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.